Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
The Purcell pair on the outside, Despicable Todd on the inside. I've got Class clear of Work It. It's Despicable Todd just doing enough to win. Got there by a neck over I've Got Class and Work It.
Now on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Semi-final night coming up of the Total Care Rentals Launceston Cup. Looks like a crackerjack program with the semi-final set down for decision. The man that's going to tell us all about the heats and about the Launceston Cup is Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Shane.
Now, it's been a great race over the years, and some top winners have come from the race.
Certainly has, and you say over the years, it is the oldest feature greyhound race in the country, having started in you can sort of split hairs here because it was the Hobart Cup in 1935, but it didn't become the Hobart 1000 until 1939. But the Launceston Cup was run as the Launceston Cup in 1936. I know you didn't call that one.
I missed that one. I was crook that night.
It was won by Ollie Illingworth, trainer, who is in the Hall of Fame. So that was pretty amazing. But as you said, over the years, so many great dogs have won it, so many great trainers. One of the most unusual things that happened was in 1942 when George Forsyth dead-heated with two dogs of his own, Chirac and Old Dixie. So that was a pretty amazing thing to do. But you look at some of the great trainers of the past. You're looking at Claude Best, who's now in the Hall of Fame. Jack Nelson with Sam Carlton. He's in the Hall of Fame. Colin Rosevears with Young Progress. He's in the Hall of Fame. And then further down the list, just goes on and on with Leyland Smith won it with the great Ebony Minder. She's in the Hall of Fame.
Are there any winners of the Launceston Cup that are not in the Hall of Fame?
There's quite a few of them, but there's probably more to come that will be. But in slightly more recent times, in the 60s, we had two great bitches in a row. Nippy Kohler and Western Idol won it. Mac Dillon, one of the greatest dogs Sam Bracken had. Sam Bracken's just a legend at Launceston. You go to the 70s, you had the amazing Mystery Bridge, one of the first inductees into the Hall of Fame. He won it 2 years in a row, the only dog to win two, although Highland Summer came terribly close in 1980-81 when he won it and then was narrowly beaten into third place behind Anymore Ann. Sheila's Teresa, dare I say, won the Hobart, the Launceston Cup Hall of Fame, true vintage.
Not Hall of Fame.
Interesting, in 1992, four out of the one litter were in the race. Talker Man won it, the rink outsider of the four brothers. Shy Toby ran second, Lilydale Lad ran third, and I think it was either Pat Michael or Friendly Flyer that didn't run a place.
Tipping Friendly Flyer.
Yes, well, Friendly Flyer, funnily enough, was probably the best one in the litter of what was the greatest litter ever born in Tasmania. Two Codes won it for Butch Deverell in 1996. Now, she became a foundation bitch of Butch Deverell's, one of his foundation bitches of his, long list of great dogs that he's had. Oh, hang on, I made a mistake. There is another dog that's won it 2 years in a row, and that was Fine Horizon. What a wonderful greyhound she was. She won it in 99 and 2000, and just to top it off for Pat McLennigan, her brother, dare I say he's in the Hall of Fame, Top Shiraz, won it in 2001. So the one litter won it 3 years in a row. That's pretty clever. Now, since we moved to Mowbray, I can't believe we've been there that long. That was 2005. It was Group 2 from 2002. It's been a Group 2, so that's pretty good. The first one at Mowbray was won by Ted Medhurst. That's unusual. He also won the last one at White City. He won it with Obie Treese in 2005. Ted Meadows won it again with Capriccio in 2007. Graham Bate had a bit of a domination there in two of the last 3 years with Radley Barl and Xylia Allen. Dare I say, Xylia Allen's track record of 29.09. I know I said that about Lily Pilly Lad, and it took...
I was about to bring that up before you made the next statement.
If they hadn't have made the track half a second quicker, I'd have still been right. But Xylia Allen, doesn't matter what they ever do to the track at Launceston, no one will ever get near 29.09. One of the greatest dogs ever born. And last year, Varco for Debbie Cannon won it. He's now racing in New South Wales. Black Rip ran second, Baines Lane ran third, and Baines Lane's in one of the semi-finals on Monday night.
Pretty comprehensive report there, Greg. When are you in the Hall of Fame?
Don't think that'll happen.
Well, let's have a look at these heats from last week. Now, the first, taken out by the Ted Medhurst runner, Lily Sett, showed plenty of early speed.
She's an amazing greyhound, Lily Sett. She's got everything. She's a full package. She came here as a bit of a flawed dog, I thought. 2 wins, 5 unplaced, wasn't that impressive. But from day one, Ted's just had her on fire. And the scary part is she's getting better. She broke the track record over 5.99 at Hobart recently and then went to Melbourne and ran a magic third in the heat and final of a 600-metre race in which Ride the Rails won it. She just outclassed that field last Monday night and ran, you know, very fast time. She's drawn a little bit awkward in box 7 on Monday night, but you'd be a brave man to say she couldn't win. She is a beauty.
Now, speaking of brave, Kelly Bravo, she's got Ride the Rails in. That was a great performance from box 8.
Yep, they've won a Launceston Cup too. Brett Bravo, with Pez's Tiger in 1997, beat Bombers of Flyer. I won't tell you where he is. He's in the Hall of Fame. But yeah, she brought a big team for the Hobart 1000, Devonport Cup and Launceston Cup. But she's a really, really serious player in the Launceston Cup. He's an amazing dog, Ride the Rails. I think it's safe to say he's in the top 10 dogs in Australia, and there's an amazing lot of dogs in Australia at the moment that are pretty good. He hadn't seen the track last week. Comes out and runs 29.60-odd after riding a couple of big bumps on the first turn. Senor Scooby was very good for Butch Deverell. He's only a baby. And Baines Lane, typical honest third in that race.
The Kennel Mate Secret Spill came out and won the third heat, but what a run by the local, Brad Hill Billy.
Oh, he's a great dog. He's only a baby too. He ran 29.68 winning there just recently, so, you know, not many dogs are going to leave him in their wake. Secret Spill came here with 13 starts, 10 wins, 2 out of 2 off box 1, and although she hadn't seen the track, box 1 was just a magic draw for her, and she ran 29.59, the fastest of the 6 heats. But look, as good as these dogs went, they've still got to keep performing. Launceston's not the kind of track that you want to be doing something clever from midfield, that's for sure. But she's a beauty. Brad Hill Billy's a beauty. And Sing the Song, which ran third, well, she's been a beauty for a long time.
Absolutely. Now, breaker's tip for your good self and brother Gary, brought up a winning hat-trick.
Yeah, he's a ripping dog. He's a very fearless dog. He's just starting to settle down and race like a top-class dog. He went into a gap on the first turn where Angels Fear to Tread came out of it in front. Won clearly, went 30.01. That was the slowest of the 6 heats, but anyone who likes him, and I do, he'll run a lot quicker than that with a clear run.
The seventh race, another of the heats, 1D, got there. Mini Mogul ran a huge race, running second.
Yeah, she's a terrific little bitch. It's amazing that she hasn't won more races, because when she has won, she's run very fast time, Mini Mogul, and she's run some seconds, you know, with Devonport Cup heat and this race here. Like, 1D is a very polished performer from Victoria. Hadn't seen the track, so her win in 29.90-something was, you know, very good. But Mini Mogul, just for a stride on the home turn and early in the straight, looked like she was going to run her down. And, by gee, she made it interesting in the straight. And, look, both of those bitches with their good manners have got to be considered. Senor Slammer lost no admirers. Box 7 wasn't where he really wanted to be. He's drawn box 1 in his semi on Monday night, and even though he's in against Lily Sett and Ride the Rails, he could have a bearing in that race.
Now, the final heat, taken out in grand style by Dominator Girl, who flew the lids.
She is a terrific bitch. She ran second to Buckle Up Wes in the state final of the National Sprint, and when he was injured, she went to Perth. She didn't quite make the Devonport Cup final because she ran second in a, you know, very strong heat and then come out and blitzed the consolation. And now she's come out and beaten the very highly vaunted Victorian Waymore's Blues. And, look, he had his chance to run her down. He was terrific, don't get me wrong. But he had his chance. She held on bravely. Half century's flying for Anthony Bullock. Only a dog that's only had a handful of starts. But he just needs to come out of the boxes a little bit quicker.
Now, what about your early thoughts for the semi-finals now on Monday night?
Well, I think the first semi-final is nearly a match race between Secret Spell and Breaker's Tip. There's no bias in that comment, by the way. I'm hoping as much as I'm thinking. But one's drawn one and one's drawn eight. And I think that's a pretty good draw for both of them. And on paper, they look like the two likely leaders. The second semi-final, it's been opened up a little bit by the box draw because you've got Black Sienna 2, Dominator Girl 3, 1D 4, all got terrific early speed. And then the strong ones, Waymore's, Blues, Brad Hill, Billy in 5 and 6, just not quite sure where they're going to land. I think that is a wide heat, and I believe luck for the first turn is going to play a big role there. I'd like to see Dominator Girl get through. I just think she's be terrific for Paul Hilly to get a runner in the cup with such a good bitch as her. And then the next semi-final is really one to savour. You've got Senior Slammer in one. Pretty hard seeing anything lead him. And we know what a great dog he is on the bunny. There's no dog could hold ride the rails if he gets around the first turn and settles close enough. He's just a machine. And Lulie Set is a similar style dog to ride the rails, probably a little bit better beginner. Enormous strength, just the same. If either of those two happen to lob onto the back of Senior Slammer, I'm sure they'd run him down. But you do not want to be giving that dog much start. Terrific semi-final.
Yeah, it looks like a great night coming up in Launceston on Monday night. Thanks for your recap of the history of the Launceston Cup in a few minutes, Greg. You've piled a lot of information in there, and plus, of course, we've covered the Hall of Fame as well, which is great, and your early thoughts on the semi-finals. And I'm tipping your early tip for the final would be, apart from your own dog, maybe ride the rails.
Yeah, he'll run a very good second, I hope.
All right, Greg, thanks for that. We'll catch you next week.
See you, Shane.
Another great week of greyhound racing coming up around the state, including the semi-final night of the Launceston Cup, something to look forward to on Monday night. In the meantime, we need to find some winners in Hobart on Thursday. And joining us today is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, this first leg of the quaddy in Hobart looks an interesting race for sure. It's over the 599. How's that Grace coming up in box number two?
Shane, she's my on-top pick. She'd clearly just win and win easy if she drew wide. She likes to track off in the centre of the track, and box two is just a slight little worry. But look, Neville Allison just got this uncanny knack of having this bitch cherry ripe, and I think she's the way to go. How's that, Grace? Six, Winburn Charm. Look, it's a couple of runs over the 599 have been quite good. There's some chance that it might be one of the likely leaders, so I gave it a real good chance, number six, Winburn Charm. 8, Nordic Knight, did us a favour at Devonport by winning in 25.81. He's clearly a dog that's got to be up near the lead. When he's back in the field, he looks very plain, but he's going good, Nordic Knight. You've got to put him in for third. And I put in Simply Spoiled. 2 runs ago, it ran its own individual time in 33.44 behind our other How's That Grace. So I thought that was it had a chance. 2, 6, 8, and 7.
Now, the second leg is a grade 5. This is all yours.
Shane, this is a very, very hard race. I went with the likely leader in number 6, What It Shrinks. Just, may spear to the lead, and if that's the case, it's got a good chance. Number 1, Kinglock Warrior's definitely drawn very, very well. It'll be running home very strongly, and it wants to rail, so it's got box 1. It's got to be second pick. I like a dog called Peter Rabbit. He's just got a little tendency to be a little bit slow early, and he storms home. His run last week behind Jenny's Tam was very, very good. I put him in for third. And I put a dog in called House of Stark. Now, it's been racing against Mandy Charm, Brad Hill, Billy and Dirty Rich. That's probably pretty fair form for a race like this, and it might be, fair odds. So I'm going to include it in everything that I play. 6, 1, 2, and 5.
Now, the third leg race number 7. It's the grade 5. I can see a couple of leading chances, but I'm hoping you're tipping number 2.
No, I'm not tipping number 2. It doesn't make my selection, Shane. I've gone with number 4, Baron Impact. Look, it's going for a winning hat-trick. There's a good chance that it might spear to the lead, and if that's the case, I think it'll be very hard to beat. Sparkling Cindy, number 1, is my second pick. She's a little bit tardy early. She's got a very, very good turn of foot. coming off a nasty little fall at Devonport as her last appearance, but I think she's definitely drawn to run a bold race. I thought 6, Glenray Vision. Now, interestingly enough, I see it's had a trainer change. It's now with Gary Kay. I think it's got a good chance. I like it as a dog. And number 7, Jasmine's Boy. It's going quite good, and it's got a good turn of early speed. 4, 1, 6, and 7.
And in the last leg, Bold Intentions come up with box 2 and Posh Fire out in box 5.
Yeah, they've both got very good chances, Shane. They're in the mix with me. I was just like the run of a dog called Buller Country last week. Got beat by Miss Pisces, and we're going to talk about Miss Pisces later in the program. Just think from box 6, it definitely wants a wide draw, so box 6 will be an advantage to it. It's got good speed. Just think it might zoom down the outside, and I'm tipping Buller Country to beat 2 Bold Intentions, going very, very good at the moment. Just seems to always find one better than it, but look, from box 2, it'll go good. 5, Posh Fire, got tied over the 5.99 last week. He'll be very, very fit for that run, so I put him in for 3rd. And I put in number 3, Glenray Target. Look, he was never in the race at all last week when having his first run for Gary Kay. He's a pretty fair dog. He'll bounce back in the coming weeks. 6, 2, 5, and 3.
That makes the quaddie for Hobart for Rick Puccinelli on Thursday night. 2, 6, 8, 7 in the first leg. Second leg, 6, 1, 2, 5. 4, 1, 6, 7 in the third. And in the last, 6, 2, 5, and 3. Where's your best for Hobart?
Shane, go to race 10, number 2, Wild Intention. Look, it led to the shadows of the post at Launceston 2 runs back behind Lily May Bray. Got beat a length. Then come out and run 3rd to Miss Pisces. I think this is a drop in class. I think it might zoom straight to the lead, and I think from there it'll be a winning procession. Race 10, number 2, Wild Intention.
Wild Intention the best. Launceston on Monday night, semi-final night of the Total Car Rentals Launceston Cup, promises to be a tremendous second night of the series. The first leg of the quaddie, however, is race number 5. It's the Grade 5. Marta's come up with a red box.
Yeah, Shane, it's my on-top pick, Marta. Only for the simple factor is it's got box 1 and it might be the likely leader. It's not a strong race, so I've put Marta on top. I put in number 2, Tricky Kid. 3rd behind last week behind Crystal's Way. Its own individual time was 30.42. It's going to be right in the mix. Thought 5, Bit Hot Rusty's got fair form at Launceston. I put in for 3rd. And I put in Winkley Frank. He'll be the dog that'll be storming home late in the fair because he runs centre of the track and he's got a chance. 1, 2, 5, and 8.
First semi-final of the Cup is race number 6 and the heat winners Breaker's Tip and Secret Spell Clash.
Shane, I honestly don't think there's much between them. Look, I've gone Secret Spell for the simple factor is it was having its first run on the track last week, recorded 29.59, but the level is box 8. We see them many times before that they're not brilliant away from box 8 at Launceston, but I think it's a very, very promising greyhound to think that it's won 13 of 17 from a starting career. I think it's a great effort. One Breaker's Tip. Ever since its Devonport Cup run, it's just been low flying. Look, it's the main danger. When I play the quaddie, I think I'll only be playing those two. If you want to go wider, Mandy Charm went good last week, number 3, and a dog called Warehouse Mouse, now trained with Paul Hilly, thought it run last week was good, so it's a multiple player. 8, 1, 3, and 2.
And the heat winners to come into semi-final number 2, the third leg of the quaddie, drawn next to each other, Dominator Girl and 1D.
Shane, on individual splits early, there's nothing between them. Dominator Girl ran 5.03, 1D ran 5.02, one went 29.74 and one went 29.92. Now, 1D was having its first look at Launceston for certain last week. That's pretty obvious, watching the replays that it got off the rail. Look, I went 1D on top of Dominator Girl, but it won't shock me if it's the other way around. 5, Waymore Blues, and 6, Brad Hill Billy. Now, Brad Hill Billy ran out of his skin last week behind Secret Spell. Just think he's just going to find it a bit harder from box 6, but you've got to put him in. 4, 3, 5, and 6.
So far in the first two semi-finals, you picked the two heat winners as the Quinella in each of the two semis. What about the third semi, given the fact that Lily Set and Ride the Rails are the heat winners?
Well, yeah, I've gone that way, Shane. Look, last week, Ride the Rails, I predicted that he might run 29.50. He got a hip and shoulder out of the straight the first time and lost a couple of lengths. I think he can run 29.50, and this might be the week that he does it. I think he's a very, very promising dog, and I think he's just got a little bit of a class factor on his side. He's just got a great will to win, and look, it was a big run last week. Six on top. Lily said can't do much more than what it did last week in recording 29.63. I think they run the Quinella. Senor Slam has come up with the box draw, and he's the KO dog in the race. If there's an upset, I think he's the dog to do it, Senor Slammer. And I put in number 8, Mini Mogul. I thought its run last week behind 1D was very good. 6, 7, 1 and 8.
The quaddy for semi-final night of the Launceston Cup in the first leg, 1, 2, 5, 8. In the second leg, 8, 1, 3, 2. Third leg, we're going 4, 3, 5 and 6. In the last leg, 6, 7, 1 and 8. And is this where I do the drum roll for Miss Pisces as your best?
Yeah, Shane. Look, she's a handy little bitch. She's got good manners. Look, I wouldn't say that she's over-blessed with a lot of brilliance, but she's got good speed. She's a handy little dog, and she gives 110%. Race 3, number 3, Miss Pisces.
Miss Pisces as the best for Launceston on Monday night, so that's Wild Intention for Hobart, Miss Pisces in Launceston. Devonport on Tuesday, the first leg of the quaddy, is the Greg Mansfield Division 1. And in this race, Outside In has come up with a wide draw.
Yeah, he's been screaming for a wide draw, Shane. He had no luck at all last week. He's got a 6 beside his name. But look, just forget he went round. 7 on top. 8 Despicable Craig's got to be my second pick. I think they'll dominate the race. I thought Mighty Kev was an improved run last Tuesday. I put it in for third, and I put in Morabella. Now back with its owner, Lee Alexander, but it's got some speed. 7, 8, 1 and 3.
What about the second leg? Looks a tricky one.
Shane, look, I went with number 4, Lake Aelia, only on the fact that it might lead. And if that's the case, it looks a race where the leaders might dominate this race. I put 4, Lake Aelia. One Man Army's not a leader, but he's very, very strong, and he's got a chance from the inside draw. 2, Miller's Magic, had no luck at all last week, and I thought its third was very, very good. And number 3, Olivia's Dream. Now, she broke the 26-second barrier of her last start, and she's trained by the master, David Croswell. 4, 1, 2 and 3.
Race 7 is the invitation race of the day. Truly Loyal has now won 2 of its last 3.
Shane, and going good, he settled off the mat in 8th position. He rounded them up, and turning for home, he actually, he didn't stop chasing. He just stopped in his tracks, wanting the fence. And look, I think from box 4, he's got a great chance, Truly Loyal. I put him on top. I put number 3, King Nitro, in for second. He goes good at Devonport, and he battled on well last week. 1, Nui's Lab. Just forget the 8th at Launceston when he got dragged down going into the first turn. He had no luck. And I thought number 5, Cosmic Fire. Now, if there's any scrimmage up front and this ground can get to the outside of the track, it'll be storming home, and it's the KO dog. 4, 3, 1 and 5.
And then in the last leg, Bill McNally's got Noble Magic drawn the centre of the line.
Yeah, and going good, Shane. And it's my on-top pick. I think it might zoom to the lead and be very hard to beat. I thought 1, Simply Spoiled's got a good chance. I thought 2, Dark Spider had some chance. And 3, Prince Nitro. He was impressive last Tuesday. Good little race. 5, 1, 2 and 3.
Devonport Quadrilla in the first leg, 7, 8, 1, 3. Second leg, 4, 1, 2, 3. Third leg, 4, 3, 1, 5. And in the last, 5, 1, 2 and 3, which just leaves us with one question. Your best bet for Devonport.
Shane, we won't get rich backing it, but there's one thing for certain. The more you put on, the more you'll get back, because it will just zoom to the lead and win race 3, number 1, Despicable Todd, and I'm tipping $1.40.
$1.40, Despicable Todd, better than bank interest. Thanks for your tips today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.